الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود وفيه الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. MashaAllah, Qari Zubair Sahib recited these ayat, and there are great, great lessons for us to learn in these ayat. The second half of this ruku, the famous ayat, Hu Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu, it is narrated in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads it in the morning, that is, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim Minash Shaitanir Rajim, three times. And then the three ayats, one time each, the three ayats. Then, وَكَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ Allah appoints for that person 70 alfa malakin, 70,000 malaika. What do they do? What work Allah? Then Allah relieves them of all the other duties. They've only got one duty, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ أَيَّدْعُونَ لَهِ They make dua for that person. So if we recite this in the morning, 70,000 malaika are making dua for us till the night. And if we read it at night, then 70,000 malaika are making dua for us till the morning. And it's an easy way to stay in the shadow of the duas, of the malaika. Today, it is very common, we ask one another for duas, which is sunnah also with this hadith it comes, that request one another for duas. And we expect and hope for du'as from one another. But the du'as of the malaika, if we hear that our sheikh, any great buzurg, made du'a for us, and he took our name, and tahajjud time he made du'a for us, how happy don't we get? This is the malaika, the farishtas du'as. Wa ma'asum la ya'asun Allah ma amarahum wa yaf'alun ma yu'marun. Whatever they have been commanded, they do 100%. And their du'as are also accepted 100%. So Allah give us all tawfiq every morning to read these, this ayat, A'udhu Billahi Sami'il Alim Minash Shaitanir Rajim, three times. And then the three ayats one time each. And 70,000 farishtas will be making dua for us. Let us try and make it a ma'amool, a practice for every morning and every night, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala commands us to acquire taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. And many of our friends also ask, how do we acquire taqwa? There are so many ways Allah Ta'ala has made for us to acquire taqwa. One of the ways Allah has mentioned here in this ayat, وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ, that every soul, nafs, every soul, see what have I sent forward for tomorrow. And yeah, Qiyamah is referred to as tomorrow. In other words, it should be so sure and so definite, like tomorrow, nobody got a doubt that tomorrow Yawm al-Sabt will be Saturday, and it's going to come. All of us are sure of it. Like that, the day of Qiyamah, we must have that yaqeen. But unfortunately, we don't think of Akhirah. We don't think of the life of the Qabr. We don't think of Akhirah. If we think of that, then to acquire taqwa will become very, very easy. Taqwa, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, to obey and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. We find many times we are caught up in a situation and we find it's, taqwa is almost impossible. It's very, very hard. The environment is such that temptations are so much. And today those temptations, unfortunately, are with us. Not that you have to go out to them. With the cell phone, at just a click of a button here, there. And what, where and where aren't you already? And then to protect yourself becomes difficult. But if we do this, and we just think of the day of Qiyamah, that day is going to come. In order to understand that one example, a person is like, for example, at a railway station. And in the railway station, he's on the platform, and there's a train going, he's trained, goods train. And he has to fill goods in that train. What are the goods? All his amal, his action. Whatever good he will fill in, it will be to his the beautiful gardens, the beautiful hurul in, the food and the fruit, and the beautiful flowers and gardens and the enjoyments of Jannah, all the great water features, and Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine. So he can either fill that in, or he fills in the train gunas, the disobedience of Allah, negligence of salah, for example, all other types of today, so many gunas, they are all temptations, are so much all around us. Temptations of the eyes, temptations of from the ears, listening to voices of females, or backbiting, gossiping. Today that has become so common, and we justify it, and we say that backbiting is haram, but just that that doesn't make it halal. The but doesn't make it halal. It's haram, it is haram. And we are involved in so many types of gunas. So a person, if we are doing that gunas, then we are filling in that train of ours, snakes. Okay? And we are filling in the azab of Jahannam, fire of Jahannam. And the hitting, the smiting of the malaika. Allah protect us all. And these are all realities. If we think about this, then to stay away from guna will become easy. Okay? And to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala will become easy. So that we can be filling in the train. That is on the one side. On the other side, on the platform, is the dunya. That is, train is going to Akhirah. And we are also going to go finally. And on this side is dunya. So are we busy preparing for the train and filling up goods and good goods? Or are we busy making our dunya? We are worried about our houses. We are worried about our cars. Islam hasn't prohibited to its limit. And in the correct way, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we can do this. But today, we are more involved and we are doing things according to the ways of the kuffar. Our thinking, our houses, our lifestyle, education of our children, almost any and everything is according to the people of the world, which are the kuffar. So if we are doing that and we are just preparing our dunya all the time, and with the train is moving also, we are also moving till we come to the end of the platform, and that is the end of our life. And then we have got no choice whatsoever but to board the train. And then the first stop of the train will be in the Qabr. Then in the Qabr, we will see what will tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Ghad is actually qiyamah, but the starting of it is here in the qabr already. So what have we then? We will see what I send forward. So each one of us, Allah says, wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad, that each one of us see what we have sent forward for tomorrow. What is going to be with us in the qabr? It's a is a reality of life. And this is the thing that we have to be thinking about. But these are things which few people will speak. More we will talk amongst ourselves also about dunya, that the things about dunya, how to increase our dunya, how to have more of dunya, that we are busy. And all that, when we reach the end of the platform, the whole dunya is left behind. Nothing whatsoever will go with a person. One of the four persons whom Allah Ta'ala had given the kingdom of the world, not just ownership of the world, not just running the world, but they owned the world. One of them was Dhul-Qarnayn. When he was passing away, he had made wasiyah that they must put his two hands out of his janazah, so that the world can see the man who owned the whole world, not only ruled the world, who owned the whole world, today is going empty-handed. And till today, nobody went with 1 cent of this dunya to the qabr. Nobody went with any 1 pair of socks or anything of this dunya to the qabr. Only the kafan. And that kafan also is out of respect. Otherwise, to send the body naked, that's so much of disrespect. So the and another thing, while I'm on that subject, what is unbecoming today amongst the many fitnas of the cell phone, today people are taking a picture of that janazah and then they send it to their family overseas, wherever. Right? That is a solemn occasion. That is not an occasion where the cell phone must come out. Today the cell phone has almost destroyed us completely. One alim of India explains that he was in Makkah Sharif about 3 o'clock in the morning, and all the people were busy making dua, tawaf, sajda, tilawat, whatever you can think of, all were busy. Then suddenly one group of hajis, of umrah people, came there who were from India, from his own country, he was explaining. And they started started filming there. And all of them, every time the flash goes, then they all shouting also. So he said that solemn attitude, which was in the haram, at 3 in the morning, the tahajjud time, it was like we were in Hollywood or in Bollywood. Today masjids have become like film studios, with all the video cameras, and all the people all the time just got their cameras ready and taking photos. What has this happened? The same way then he said that when they were in Medina Sharif, his wife was in the ladies section, and when the ladies go to when reach salam, then usually they start running and shouting, going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all this disrespect there of shouting, screaming, etc. So unbecoming. And then all one place in front, and they start fighting with one another. And in the process, the urni also goes off the head. Now you are standing in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the hair is all opened also. And then the next worst thing that comes out, the cell phone. And now they're talking to their people in back home, that we are now at Rauza Mubarak. We are now presenting Salatu Salam. So this has really destroyed us. May Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala open our eyes, and then we see what we are sending forward for tomorrow. All these things are going in our train. All these actions of ours. Or are they good actions? That especially, and as a beautiful ash'ar of our Shaykh, which are really wonderful bayanat, and they are here to teach us and to make us aware. Our coming here is not just to listen to a bayan or to make a bayan, it is to become worried about what is going to happen. The reality, not only what is going to happen tomorrow, but the real tomorrow of the Akhirat. And Akhirat starts with the Qabr. And then we go on to the day of Qiyamah. The Qabr, إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ, till the day of Qiyamah. And there are people who are 50, who are 5,000 years more in their Qabr. According to what the actions are, that's what's happening in the Qabr. And in the Qabr, there will be absolutely nobody with us. We can't get any emergency service, any ambulance, any message we can't send to anyone, nothing whatsoever. It is just us and our Aman. So that is what we must be really concerned about. Allah give me the tawfiq to worry. And we must not lose hope on the other hand. No matter whatever sins we have committed, or sins we are even involved in, but Allah's mercy is very great. All our sins, Allah reward our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. He said, no matter how much sins you might have committed, but there is a limit to it. And Allah's one rahmat is unlimited. So we never lose hope of Allah's mercy. And when we do this, then a person will make tawbah. There's another thing, the door of tawbah, Allah has kept wide open. We don't have to lose hope at all. We are gone far from the path. But just make tawbah. Anibu ila rabbikum. Just turn towards Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And have mercy, have hope in the mercy of Allah. And at the same time, make tawbah, istighfar. So Allah has kept that door open. So when we come to the end of the platform, then we will go into the qabr. And there the matter will be with us. Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Wattaqullah. And then again Allah says, fear Allah. The ulama explained that now don't get a holier than thou attitude. That now I became pious now. And so don't think that I'm better than other people. That is a sammi qatil, a poison that kills you when you think I'm better than somebody else. We don't know. First of all, one of the ways to have humility and humbleness, nobody knows whether his amal are accepted or not. And we all should fear that amal, whatever I'm doing, is it accepted or not? And to have this attitude that I'm better than others. And then, alhamdulillah, there are so many ulama around the world who are driving this point home to the ummah, that don't worry only about your outside. Your outside must come according to Sharia. Topi, beard, kurta, according to Islam, according to deen. We must make our outside. But we don't pay attention to the heart and the diseases of the heart. Seldom we make tawbah, we feel guilty that my eyes are not under control. My anger is not under control. My tongue is not under control. For that we request du'as also. But for the condition of the heart, that I'm doing things for name and fame, that I'm a slave of my nafs. Our nafsaniyat has overpowered us. Today, good things we do. Even deeny things, even a bayan, I give a bayan for so that people must praise me. I read Quran Sharif, also that people must praise me. So even our deen, our dunya also, our gardens we make, our houses, and we expect people to praise us. And if people don't comment and say, what a beautiful garden, what a beautiful house, etc., we feel offended. That they haven't. A woman, for example, prepares food and she doesn't get any compliments. She gets offended also. I went out of my way. I prepared everything, but not even one compliment. So all that, everything we have to do is solely for Allah Ta'ala. How our nafs has overpowered us, and the effort of khanqa and islah is so that we become conscious of this. And then we take cognizance and we make our islah, that we do things only for Allah Ta'ala. And we are weak, we fall, we slip. And so often we slip and we fall and we make mistakes. But for all of this, there is the door of tawbah is wide open. So wattaqullah, again fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't think I'm better than other people. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Allah ta'ala is fully aware of all what you do. And what your intention is in doing things, Allah ta'ala is fully aware also. Everything Allah ta'ala is watching, Allah ta'ala knows. So be aware all the time of Allah ta'ala. Inna وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Then Allah draws the picture of the other people, or the people who are unmindful of the akhirat, of preparing for the akhirat, the opposite picture, and things are understood better when the opposite picture is also presented. So Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. And don't become like those people who forgot Allah Ta'ala. That as though Allah is not in your life. An atheist, for example. Totally, Allah doesn't exist in his life. Or we believe in Allah, but our daily practices as though Allah doesn't exist. We haven't got time for dua, for example. And ask Allah Ta'ala, I do everything myself. Whatever I want done, I get it done. I do it so much so that unfortunately, Insha'Allah is also very seldom on our tongues. We just say, I'll go tomorrow, I'll do that, I'll meet you tomorrow, I'll organize it for you. But Insha'Allah, without Allah's Mashiach, without Allah Ta'ala's wish, what can be achieved? What can be done? Nothing. But today, good, in our dini organizations, we find that we have mashuras also, etc. But Insha'Allah is not mentioned. So don't become like those people who have forgotten Allah, or those people that Allah is not in their life, no namaz in their lives, or namaz is in our lives, but Allah is not in our namaz. From the beginning of namaz till the end of namaz, we didn't think of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the condition of so many of us. We just seem to forget. Some of us remember after namaz that I made namaz for Allah. Some of us, even after namaz, we just get up, we start going out of the masjid. We didn't think of Allah when we came to his house. Yeah, in this world, we go to anyone. If I go, for example, even shopping, I want bread, I go to the bakery, I want milk, I go to the dairy, then I know I'm at the bakery now, I'm at the dairy now. But when I come to Allah's house, how many of us realize now I'm in Allah's house? And the adab and the respects of the house of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that if we are entering and we are talking with friends, we enter, how many of us take into consideration whether I'm entering with my right foot or my left foot, whether I'm reading the du'as when I enter the masjid. And if we are with friends talking, we carry on talking. Azan starts taking place and it doesn't make any difference to us. We are still talking all the time. So we should be very, very considerate. Don't become like those people who have forgotten Allah, as though Allah is not in their life. Or Allah, we make namaz, but Allah is not in our namaz. Or we are even making Quran Sharif tilawat, and we are thinking of what and what. So many other things we are planning while we are making tilawat of Quran Sharif. So we should have وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. A person who does that, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. They are made to forget themselves, the real object of life, the real purpose. And then they are put into all the trivial things of this dunya. That I'm so busy in dunya, I'm going now for this business trip. And now I have to meet those people. I got this meeting. I have to organize this, I have to do that. We get so involved. And the more a person gets involved in dunya, he thinks I'm very, very busy. And I'm very I'm making something out of my life. But he has completely forgotten akhirat. And he's now all the time overtaken by this dunya. So don't become like those people. Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala wants us. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. These people are the open transgressors and open sinners, these people are. Quran Sharif is a positive kitab. It tells us as it is. May Allah make it that we can accept it like that. And we make our islah. If just little bit comes in my life will be made. Eternal life of the akhirat will be made. And by the barakat of that, Islam is such a deen that your dunya's life also gets made. Not only your akhirat gets made, but Allah makes your dunya. And if you make your dunya only, then your dunya also is limited. And akhirat is lost. So many ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala clearly makes it clearly known that if you only work for dunya, then your dunya also is not made. And akhirat is completely lost. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we are here in this world for a short while. And in the short while we have to make preparations for not a long time, but forever and ever. May Allah give me tawfiq. I am the most in need of it. We are all. And this muzakara which we make is to remind us that I have to do, I have to prepare. And for that the most important is our iman. That our iman must be intact. And today we don't think of our iman. We think of a prophet, a customer comes to the shop just before Asr, and he's, I'll make a profit of 50 rand, 500 rand. That is important to me. But I miss my Asr namaz. That is not, I don't seem to have lost out on anything. But really the reality of the matter is that if you miss out your namaz, and in one hadith, Asr is mentioned specifically that it is that you have lost your all your possessions, your family and everyone. So, but today our namaz is how we are so negligent. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and if the ummah will come right, and especially those of us who come for gatherings like this, etc., if we come right, then we can hope the other people will come right. But if we just carry on as we are, we are just the outside is made now, and we look like pious now outwardly, and we are satisfied. A person who is a qani', a satisfied person, content person, that what his condition is, he will never progress in life. If I'm content with how my namazes are, how my deen is, and we don't think of improving and bettering it, and I just made my outside, and I'm still unmindful of my inside, my heart. I've made now in my dunya's life, people like accept me as a pious person, a righteous person, but my akhirat, we are unmindful of that. Then we are losing out. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we think about our real life, and that is the life of akhirah, making our inside, our hearts also, and make us cognizant of what we have to be doing, why we are here. This ummat, kuntum khayra ummati. You are the best of nations. And what makes you the best? Yeah, in this ayat it is clearly stated, kuntum khayra ummati, ukhrijat linnas. That you have been evolved, you have been taken out, you have been brought into existence for the benefit of mankind. And what is the benefit of mankind? Mankind. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ for people. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ that you command what is right and forbid what is wrong. Who of us command what is right? Even with our own selves, our own families, today we are negligent of this duty. And it's a very, very important duty to command what is right and to forbid what is wrong. And it isn't just a reminder, but it is wherever we have the say and the power to command the right. But today we are too frightened. How many a parent will complain about his children, for example, to the ustad, to the madrasa, and a parent will say, but don't say I told. And we are frightened for our own children also. So Allah Ta'ala, let us come back on our deen, on our roots, on our principles, and let us keep akhirat in mind. So beautiful, the whole Quran Sharif, lessons from the Quran Sharif are filled with great, great, great wisdom. And we can see how much Allah loves us and how Allah wants to convey His message to us and how He wants us to come towards Him. May Allah give us all the tawfiq and not think that I'm here to tell other people. All this is like thinking aloud. for yourself, you address yourself that I am in need of it. And each one of us, we take it that I am in need, inshallah, we will benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.